so well. Let's give her another hand. Now, pray for the message, Daniel's steadfast faithfulness. Let's be praying for our pastor as he comes.
At your birth, Sister Holly. You gave it your all. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your love for us. We thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die in our place, that we might have life eternally. We thank you for the privilege of assembling ourselves together to worship you. And now, Lord, we pray that as we do so, you would speak to our hearts by your Holy Spirit. Give us good understanding of what you have to teach us today. And may your name be glorified in all we do. Use even me, Lord, and may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Daniel's steadfast faithfulness. This morning I'd like to stress the importance of being faithful to the things of God without being afraid, knowing that God promises never to leave the faithful, but will always be there to strengthen and protect them. Daniel is one who remained faithful to God from the days of his youth. And the book of Daniel clearly shows us that God was always there to guide him every step of the way. In chapter 1 of Daniel, we see Daniel as a teenager. After Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had seized Jerusalem, we know that in captivity he refused to eat the king's meat because he would be compromising his religious beliefs. He chose rather to remain faithful to God, and the Lord blessed him. In chapter 2, we see Daniel as a young man asking God for wisdom as he interprets Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Daniel remained faithful and the Lord gave him proper interpretation. In chapter 3, Daniel's friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, refused to bow down and worship Nebuchadnezzar's golden image and were cast into the fiery furnace. But they were not hurt because God was with them and preserved them because of their faithfulness. In chapter 4, we see Daniel as a middle-aged man, once again interpreting Nebuchadnezzar's dreams. Daniel remained faithful to God, and God again gave him wisdom. In chapter 5, Daniel is commissioned by the king to interpret a writing on the wall of his palace. Here he accurately predicted Belshazzar's death. God was with Daniel because he remained faithful. And he once again gave him wisdom to interpret the writing on the wall. And today, in chapter 6, we see Daniel continuing in faithfulness in his later years. He had lived in Babylon, which is modern-day Iraq, almost all his life, and had impressed the king so that he was continually being promoted. He had now gone from being a slave boy to president. Verse 3 tells us that Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because he had an excellent spirit. My friends, when you are a child of the king, the Holy Spirit of God dwells with you, and the light shines from you, which cannot be hidden. For it shines for all the world to see. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." What more can we learn from Daniel? Let's take a look. Verse 4 of chapter 6 tells us that Daniel's peers were up to no good. They sought to find fault in Daniel's character in order to discredit him undeservedly. But they could find no fault in him, for he was a man who walked the talk. He was faithful and loyal in all his dealings. Would the same have been said of you? If examined, would you be found faithful? Have you been faithful in your worship? Do you have a time set aside for uninterrupted time alone with God? Have you been faithful in your witness? Does the way you conduct yourself at home, at work, and on the street reflect the God you serve? Does your light shine before men that they see your good works and glorify God? Have you been faithful in your giving? You say you love the Lord, but do you give as he has commanded you to give? Or do you tip him a dollar here and there? Do you give to the poor and the less fortunate? Do you give to support missions? Have you been faithful to your spouse and family? Have you remained true to them in times of temptation? Have you been faithful in your service? Do you come to church each week to be entertained by others, or do you actively serve the Lord through participation? Some come to do. Some come to watch others do. Which are you? Daniel did not have a life that was without hardship. He met one obstacle after another, but nevertheless remained faithful to God and always, by God's grace, overcame. And God blessed Daniel, and he prospered greatly. My friends, if you remain faithful to God, he will bless you. We will come up against difficulties in life, but Jesus said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." He said in Jeremiah 33:3, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not." Verses 4 through 7 tell us that the presidents and princes conspired to destroy Daniel. They knew that they could not find anything in his character to incriminate him. So, and they also knew that he would not cease to pray to his God. So together they devised a trap. They drafted a decree, which they presented to the king, which stated that anyone found making requests to any god instead of making them to the king within the next 30 days will be thrown into the lion's den. And no one ever survives the lion's den, for it was kept for the purpose of execution. The lions were kept half starved so that they would readily attack and eat anyone unfortunate enough to be put in the den. Verses 8 and 9 tell us that King Darius signed the decree, and verse 10 tells us that Daniel knew that the decree was signed but was not afraid or intimidated. Instead, he went into his house, and with the windows wide open, he got on his knees 3 times a day and prayed to God, giving him praise and thanks, as he had always done. See, Daniel kept the faith under all circumstances. He did not care who was watching, for he knew that God was with him. My brothers and sisters, when you live for the Lord and you stand up for what is righteous and godly, not everyone will like it, but God will bless you. We live in a world today that seems to find more pleasure in sin than godliness. But Daniel's life is a testimony to the fact that those who are faithful to God without compromise will be rewarded by God. Revelation 22:12 says, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." 1 Corinthians 15:58. Daniel's enemies were watching him. They were waiting for him to do that which would allow them to have him thrown to the lion's den. So verses 11 and 12 tell us that they found him praying and reported him to the king, insisting that he be cast to the lions. The king was saddened because he had high regard for Daniel. Nevertheless, under pressure, he gave the order for Daniel to be cast into the lion's den. And then the king said in verse 16, "Thy God, whom thou servest continually, will deliver thee." And then the king neither slept, nor ate, nor listened to music all night. He fretted about Daniel's demise. And so early in the morning, the king arose and went to check on Daniel. And verse 20 says, "He cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel, Servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions?" Then said Daniel unto the king, "O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me." My friend, God protects his children. Psalm 34 tells us that the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. In the October 1991 issue of Today in the Word, the story is told of John Patton, who was a missionary in the New Hebrides Islands in the South Pacific. One night, hostile natives surrounded the mission statement, intent on burning out the Pattons and killing them. John Patton and his wife prayed during the terror-filled night that God would deliver them. And when daylight came, they were amazed to see their attackers had left. One year later, the chief of the tribe was converted to Christ. And Patton asked the chief, what had kept them from burning down the house and killing them that night? The chief's reply was surprising. Who were all those men with you there? He asked. Patton knew no men were present, but the chief said he was afraid to attack because he had seen hundreds of big burly men in shining armor with swords drawn circling the mission station. Young people, remember that God loves you dearly and he will not let any harm come to you as long as you are faithful to him. Honor and obey your parents. Sometimes you're tempted to believe that you're smarter than they are because you can use a cell phone quicker than they can, but you are not. They have lived many, many more years than you have and are aware of many more dangers and traps than you are. Furthermore, God has given them the responsibility to protect you from harm and give you proper guidance. So listen to them respectfully, and God will bless you. Yes. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 3 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long upon the earth. The king, after seeing that Daniel was not hurt, was very glad and commanded that Daniel should be released and that his accusers be thrown into the lion's den where they were devoured. And so verses 25 and 26 tell us that King Darius then made a declaration to all the people in his kingdom that the God of Daniel should be honored and feared forever, for he is the living God. Amen. Young people, when you come to a place where you have to make a choice, always choose God. Yes. Daniel could have chosen not to pray for 30 days to please the king, but his allegiance was to God and not to men. Your peers at school may try to entice you into doing things that you know are not right. Choose to obey God instead of your friends. God will stand by you and bless you and prosper you and use you to his glory. Daniel stood for what he knew was right, regardless of the consequences. Stand up without fear for what is right. Speak the truth always without fear. There was a nursery rhyme when I was growing up which said, speak the truth and speak it ever, cost it what it will. He who hides the wrong he did the wrong thing still. God sees all, and he knows all, and nothing is hidden from him. Amen. The Lord is with the faithful. In Matthew 28, verse 20, he says, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. In Hebrews 13:5, Jesus says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we need not fear. Psalm 37:23 reminds us that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. And Psalm 27:1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So why should we walk around in fear when we have a God who's promised to be with us and to uphold us and to walk with us and never leave us? All we have to do is put our trust in him. Daniel's faithfulness changed many lives throughout his life. It changed Nebuchadnezzar, and certainly changed King Darius. And God can use you to change a life. He wishes that none should perish. So let your light shine brightly for the Lord, that others will be drawn to him. For every life is important in the sight of God. Hugh Duncan tells the story in the Leadership Journal of an old man who, walking along the beach at dawn, noticed a young man picking up starfish and flinging them into the sea. Catching up with the youth, he asked what he was doing. The answer was that the stranded starfish would die if left in the morning sun. But the beach goes on for miles and there are millions of starfish, countered the man. How can your effort make any difference? The young man looked at the starfish in his hand and threw it safely into the waves. It makes a difference to this one, he said. God cares about every single person he has created. We were all born in sin and separated from God because of our sin. But God loves us so much that he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die in our place, that our sins may be forgiven and that we may inherit everlasting life. As believers, we are his witnesses, his ambassadors. We must live a life that is in obedience to him, one through which others will be drawn to him. And every time we step out in faithfulness to God, he will give us the strength and all we need to accomplish that which he has called us and sent us to do. For you see, an ambassador is sent. He represents the one who sent him and must return to give an account of what he has accomplished on his mission. Daniel kept his focus on God. He was not bothered by all the plotting that was going on against him. He just kept praying and trusting God. Daniel was faithful in his prayer life, and God was faithful in protecting him. How is your prayer life? Do you pray believing that God hears and will answer? He will not give you anything. He will not give you everything you ask for, but he certainly will supply all your needs. Many of us go to God in prayer with all our burdens, and then we take them up again after we pray. But God wants to lift your burdens, but we must allow him. Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In fact, he's saying, Let me help you with that. Why carry that alone? La Rochelle told of a pastor in the Philippines who spoke of the driver of a caribou wagon who was on his way to market and noticed an old man carrying a heavy load. Having compassion on the old man, the driver invited him to ride in the wagon. Gratefully, the old man accepted. Well, after a few minutes, the driver turned to see how the man was doing. To his surprise, he found him still under the heavy weight, for he had not taken the burden off his shoulders. So many of us are like that old man. We are along for the Christian ride, but we have not surrendered our burdens to the Lord. Today I want you to know that there is a Savior whose name is Jesus. He wants to lift your burdens today. He wants to take the weight of sin off your shoulders. So he went to the cross, Calvary's cross, in the place of you and me, and he paid the price for all your sin. He offers full salvation to all who will receive it. 1 John 1 verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if you're here today and you've never given your heart to Jesus, I invite you to do so without delay or procrastination. Commit today to follow Jesus faithfully from this day forward. If you are a believer, make a commitment to be more faithful in your prayer life, more faithful in your witnessing, more faithful in your giving, more faithful in your attendance, more faithful in your participation. Remembering that as God blessed Daniel, he will also bless you. With every head bowed and every eye closed, if you're here this morning and you want Jesus Christ to be Lord of your life, you want your sins forgiven, you want a fresh start, you want to know that there's a place reserved for you in heaven, for you to live with God forever and ever and ever. If you want a more abundant life here on this earth, then just raise your hand and I will pray for you this morning. While every head is bowed and every eye is closed, just raise your hand, indicating you're accepting Jesus Christ as Lord, and I will pray for you. I see your hand. Thank you. I see that hand. Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning that your Holy Spirit has spoken. And Lord, I lift up these two who raise their hand to you this morning, that your Holy Spirit will continue to speak to such a heart, that day by day they may grow closer and closer to you, and that you will give them a better understanding of who you are and your purpose for their lives. Lord, I pray your forgiveness of all their sins. I pray, Heavenly Father, that from this day forward they would do all they can to read your word and to obey. And so, Heavenly Father, I present them to you, O Lord, for your guidance, for your mercy, for your grace. And we give you all praise and all glory as we ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. As we make our transition to the Lord's Supper service, our hymn is number 144, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.